as the man was playing the trumpet and everyone was singing, I was basking in the glory. What a wonderful Savior we have. And I want to start off by saying welcome. And on behalf of the churches in our community and the Hubbard Christians in Action, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. I'm Pastor Gary Jones from Living Waters Community Church over in Brookfield Township. And I want to open today with a prayer that's being offered to God right now as we're gathered here. A prayer that unites us in one voice as thousands of other believers right now at noon are praying. Let's pray with me. Father in heaven, we recognize you as Lord of the universe, Lord of this planet, Lord of the nation, Lord of our hearts. And on this National Day of Prayer, we come together in one accord and we look to you. We know that in the darkness you are our light, and in the storm you are our anchor. We know in our weakness you are our strength. In our grief you are our comfort. In our despair you are our hope. In our confusion you are our wisdom. In time of terrorism you are our shield. And in time of war, Lord, we know you are our peace. And Lord, in times of uncertainty, you are the rock on which we stand. We make our prayer to you using the words of the prophet Daniel. Oh Lord, you are the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who keep him, with those who love him and keep his commandments. You are merciful and forgiving. You are righteous. But this day, we are covered with shame because we have sinned against you and done wrong. We have turned away from your commands and principles. We have turned away from you. Yet you have promised in 2 Chronicles that if we, a people identified with you, would humble ourselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways, then you would hear our prayer, forgive our sin, and heal our land. So we choose to stop pointing our finger at the sins of others and examine our own hearts and lives. We choose to acknowledge our own sin, our neglect and defiance and ignorance and even rejection of you. This day, Lord, we choose to repent. In response to our heartfelt repentance, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of Jesus Christ, in keeping with all your righteous acts and according to your promise, we ask that you turn away your anger and your wrath from this United States of America. Hear the prayers and petitions offered to you on this National Day of Prayer as we, your children, give you our full attention. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. For the glory of your name, we ask that you hear our prayer. Forgive our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who offers us salvation from your judgment, forgiveness for our sin, and reconciliation with you through his own blood, which was shed on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, what a wonderful, wonderful thing to do today. This first day of May, 2014. Pray. Pray. You know, prayer is so important. So important for every believer in their everyday walk of life. And in such a fast-paced world, and we live in a very fast-paced world, we even find ourselves standing in front of the microwave yelling, "Hurry up!" Right? Everything is so fast today. And folks in today's society, they've been deceived. Folks in America, they've been deceived with a lie, an excuse when it comes to prayer. Anybody know what it is? I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to pray. And therefore, most folks choose to stick God on the back burner until they're deep in trouble. Fact is, we do have time to pray. We just don't take time to pray. Amen. And this is a problem that's now plagued this nation. Don't allow the enemy of your soul to feed you that line, "I don't have time to pray." Don't allow that thought to enter in. Cast it down in the name of Jesus and then pray. Here's just one example. I want to give you just one example of where this problem comes into play. And I'd be safe to say we've, more than likely all of us, have been there at one time or another. How about that wonderful television we've all got sitting in the living room? Huh? You know, it might be visually entertaining, but it's not very spiritually stimulating. In fact, it's a very mindless activity. Unless you're watching Jimmy Swaggart or Creflo Dollar or somebody like that. I know a lot of you girls like the women preachers, and that's good. Put the right channel on your television if you're going to watch it. I mean, think about it. Think about it. It not only puts waste in your mind, but it wastes your time. For example, the average family watches, get this now, 6 hours and 59 minutes of television per day. How about that? And because of this, by the age of 10, most children can name more brands of beer than presidents. Something's wrong with that picture in more ways than one. And did you know that the average person spends 4.5 hours a day? The average person, 4.5 hours a day watching TV. Listen, that's enough time to read your Bible 22 times through the year. And a whole lot of time to pray in between. That's just one non-spiritual activity. Just one. What about all the other habits and all the other hobbies that we seem to always find time for? You see, folks, it's not that we here in America don't have time to pray. We just don't take time to pray. And we end up wasting so much time, so much valuable time on non-spiritual things. I want to remind you that prayer is powerful. This country was founded on the principles of God. And we need to get ourselves back to that. And just to make sure we realize just how powerful prayer to God really is, I want you to hear what prayer can do for God's children. I've got 11 things listed here. By prayer, Moses parted the Red Sea. By prayer, Hannah was able to conceive. By prayer, David defeated Goliath. By prayer, Jonah was released from the belly of that great fish. By prayer, Elijah caused it to rain. By prayer, Elisha raised the boy from the dead. By prayer, Samson received supernatural strength. By prayer, Solomon received supernatural wisdom. By prayer, Hezekiah's life was spared. By prayer, Peter was released from jail. By prayer, Jesus endured the cross. And let me say, prayer to God doesn't work just for those people in the past. It works for you and I today. And listen to me. I'm telling you, America, I am saying, as long as we in this nation refuse to pray to God, we're only going to cause us a lot of unnecessary pain and fear. You see, prayer has to be a daily precedent, a daily pattern, a daily standard in our lives. If we could just learn to pray without ceasing, then God would always be at the top of our mind and at the forefront of our hearts. Remember, Daniel chose to spend the night in the lion's den rather than go one day without prayer. How about us? It's not hard to figure out. If we refuse to pray to a supernatural God, then how can we expect to experience His supernatural power? It's that simple. This country needs God. We need God's Word. And we need to abide in a Savior called Jesus. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. I want to give you just a few quotes from some folks that maybe you've heard of before. Abraham Lincoln. Abe said, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." George Washington. "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." Daniel Webster said, "If there is anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me at an early age the love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." Andrew Jackson. "This book, sir, is the rock on which our republic rests." You see, we absolutely have to get back to God. Why not today? Why not let it be today? Each of us have a part. Each one of us has a part, and that is to pray. Pray. I want to tell you, if we're going to make a difference, if we are going to make a difference, we have to start right here, right now. Start in your own home, with your own family. Start in your own communities. If you're in a church, listen to me. If you're in a church, pray for your pastor. Pray for your leaders. If you're married, pray for your spouse and pray with your spouse. Prayer does make a difference. And here's the key. We have to pray through Jesus. Somebody might be saying, "Well, preacher, what's that mean?" Here it is. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets to the Father but by way of me." Scripture also tells us there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is Jesus. You see, He's the only way, the only access we have to God. He's the only way that we are able to get to a place called heaven. I want to encourage you today. Pray. Take the time and pray. It's nothing more than communication with God. Prayer should be a beautiful, loving, intimate, personal conversation with God. And you don't need no big, eloquent, elaborate prayer. Just humble your heart before Him. Let Him know what's on your mind. When you're riding in your car, thank Him for the car you're riding in. When you're at work, Talk to him. Thank him for the job that you have and the ability to work. When you're at home, talk to him. Make it a habit. And we together can be one voice, united in prayer. Just as we find in Romans, Chuck read it. Here's what it says again. That ye may be with one mind and one mouth, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to close with this. If you're here today and you don't know this wonderful Jesus, if you're here and you're not sure of your eternity, if you're here and you know you've been slacking, if you're here and your prayer life hasn't been what it ought to be, there are many pastors here, many folks here that will pray with you. Pastors, raise your hands, please. Look around. There is someone that will help you. We're here to help you. Don't put it off. The opportunity is here. It is now. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you again in the name of your Son, Jesus. And Father, we praise you. We give you all the glory for the things that you're doing in this community, in the churches of this community. Lord, I praise you for the things that you've been doing. And we just give you the glory, Lord. We just give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.